Yeah, the lads applied themselves well. Roisin, it was it was a workmanlike performance. They worked really, really hard. We got off to a good start, one fight, and all scored up after about 20 minutes. And then we got into bad habits in terms of, you know, players doing their own thing and, you know, wrong decisions and decision making in front of goals. We got them in at half time and kind of rectified it in the second half. But listen, it was a good performance, but plenty of work to do. We're not going to get carried away.
Yeah, Michael Langan played a big part in that first half.
Yeah, Michael Langan gives an option inside to go early because he's a ball winner inside. Good hands and good movement, and you know, he's quick hands. So yeah, Michael Langan, he's learning the game and learning that role inside, and he done it extremely well, to be quite honest, this evening.
Yeah, and he came in place of Orr McDealis. So obviously the chest infection hadn't cleared up for the good Orr man to make his competitive return to Donegal.
Yeah, I was hoping that Orr was fit to start, but unfortunately not. And hopefully he may play some part on Sunday. We'll see how he is now over the weekend. But the lads that came in done well. The lads, you know, the lads that started, they've all worked really, really hard, and that's what you want to. It's about attitude at this time of the year. Attitude was top class out there this evening.
Yeah, and as I said to Hugh, that work showed up particularly in the 20 minutes, was it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Queens hadn't really much time on the ball, and you know, those lads playing with real aggression. You look at like Owen Bann, you look at like Paul Brennan, who put in a big shift out there this evening, to Keelan Ward, Eamon Doherty. You know, lads have been about here, and very, very happy with the performance, and natural enough to get the result. But a sterner test against Monaghan now on Sunday.
Yeah, well, it was over really after 20 minutes, but if we look at the second half, if we look at players' performances, you mentioned a few there, but I thought Jimmy Brennan and Keane Mulligan were very good in the second half.
Yeah, and you know, at this level, one thing, pace does hurt teams, and you know, Keane Mulligan came on, and Keane Mulligan's a brilliant option to bring off the bench. And listen, Keane Mulligan can start, but coming off the bench when the game opens up, he finds those pockets. He's brilliant pace. He kicked two great scores. Unfortunately, the time he went for a goal, he hit the post, and he done injury to his quad, and that's going to rule him out for a couple of weeks, which is unfortunate. Probably that's the only downside of the night.
Yeah, and Nathan Mullins done well in his first competitive game. He got that second goal, and I suppose it's always hard when you come into a new camp, but he seemed to settle in there okay for the 40 minutes or so that he played.
Absolutely, and he's played a couple of matches there now for us, and he's learning. Yeah. Absolutely, you know, playing in club football and now playing at a high level with St Vincent's, but when you do step up again to the inter-county scene, it's another step up. But he's acquitted himself very, very well, and he's a really good lad, really professional about everything he does, and a real good attitude.
The first game under your belt, you're happy, Declan?
Oh, absolutely. As I say, a good start. Yeah. We know there's plenty of work to do. We're not going to get carried away.
Yeah. What changes then can we expect maybe against Monaghan? Will Oran be fit enough? Will he be back, do you think, for Monaghan? Is there anything else that you want to tinker with ahead of the next game?
Ah, listen, there'll probably be a number of changes, but at the same time, we just want to, most of those guys that started out there this year will be involved in the National League campaign, and we want to see. Hopefully, we will have Leo McLoone and Jason McGee back, possibly maybe towards the end, maybe in another week, 10 days time, they're ready for football, and that'll be another big boost. And also, listen, Orr McNeill, we're hoping that he's going to be fit for the weekend, and depends now over the next 48 hours how he is.
Okay, then, Declan, well done tonight.
Thanks, Oisin.